your past definitely doesn't define who you are. Your past is just a reminder of how strong you are, of how resilient you are, and also a great way to stay humble. Because having a tough past, or challenging past, I shall say, it's definitely an inspiration, and it will empower you first. Welcome to a brand new episode with your life coaching on Radio Anchor FM. It's Monday, a brand new week. I feel so excited and so grateful to be alive and to be able to experience life. A lot of people always ask me, you know, what is the secret of happiness? What is the secret of feeling good all the time? Well, I don't feel good all the time, and we can't feel good all the time, because life isn't perfect, and we need those times where we actually aren't really well. We need those times where we feel a little bit down, or we feel sad, or we feel like we are going through a challenging times. We need those times because they help us to become the best version of ourselves. They help us to evolve. They wouldn't be good if we didn't head bad. So it's very important that you keep that as a reminder. And today I want to touch about how the past can really affect your present, and why it's important to leave the past in the past and move forward. Because our mind is such a powerful engine, I call it. It's so powerful that it can recollect memories and situation that has happened in the past and project it into your now, and bringing back those emotions and those feelings that you used to feel. Really, it's a way to jeopardize yourself, and it's something that we might not do it on purpose, but it's definitely something that happens to everyone. And I think depends on how in touch you are with your emotions, spirituality wise as well. You understand when that emotion comes in, you know how to overcome it, and you know how to be okay with it, and understand that we all have times where we feel down. We all have times where we don't feel 100%, where we wish things are happening for us now, especially if you've been through a lot of ups and downs, and you've been running around in circle, and you feel tired. But I'm not talking about the physical tiredness. I'm talking about the spiritual tiredness, like your soul is tired and wants to rest. And a lot of time the message is rest. You know, you don't have to fight any battles anymore. You don't have to chase anything or force anything in order to happen. You just have to, it's just really all about the timing. It's really about waiting on what you're supposed to receive. Be okay with the fact that you know, you gotta wait for your turn. It's life. We have to wait for our turn. In the meanwhile, you know, there's still a lot that you can do. I'm not saying, when I say wait for what is supposed to be for you, I'm not just saying to you, oh, just, you know, wait at home, sitting down and looking at the watch and thinking, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna wait. Wait is in a very metaphorical way, if you know what I'm saying. Because I'm really trying to say is be patient, okay? Be patient and don't try to make moves on your own that might jeopardize then the situation that is about to develop in something bigger and better for you. So before you try to make any move just because you're anxious and you can't wait one more time, you know, you might really mess up how things, or you might have some delays for how things are really meant to go. But as I said, and now as I always say, everything that is meant to be for you is gonna be for you regardless. So really, we don't have to worry about what's coming to us. We just have to be patient and understand that, you know, working on ourselves and constantly develop and evolve and spreading knowledge to the world, to the universe, is what really we are meant to do constantly in order to elevate and also reach a higher dimension. We are evolving. These times that we live in, especially coming into new decade, there are things changing musically, culturally, even in the entertainment industry. We've seen if you guys pay attention to really everything, you start to see, even online, it's so easy to be part of so many different things that are happening in the world, because information really is everywhere. YouTube, Google, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, there's information, TV. So even if you don't watch TV, newspaper, there's information really everywhere. So you can really see how things are changing. They might look really bad right now, of course. So many things look really bad, because before we reach a higher level, we have to go back to who we truly are, and we really have to surrender, and we have to really evolve, because that's what we're here for. I use these words a lot: evolution, evolve, because it's definitely something that I don't think a lot of people are taking seriously, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of the fact that we are here to evolve. But I'm here to tell you this. We have to break every chain that has ever been attached to us. We have to find ourselves. We have to reconnect with the highest. We have to obey. We have to be disciplined. We have to carry love in every shape and form, no matter where we are, no matter who we are, no matter how life has turned out for us. Love and truth is what will set us free. So right now, there's a lot of things, even the Prince Harry situations that everyone is talking about. That is something you should really think about. You should really think about that, because that has never happened before. So it's really, these are really timing where people are really trying to live in the truth and no longer staying in a situation where they are unhappy, because they understand that happiness is everything. We've been through a lot of pain as a humanity in the world in general. We've been through a lot of pain that we ourselves caused, because if we don't understand and learn from certain situations, and we don't, again, evolve from the situation, pain will constantly occur, because pain is really a lesson. It's a teacher, and you have to learn the lesson. Pain is nothing but a teacher that it hurts, that makes you feel some type of way, but that's because either you give the best of you through that, or either you give up. You have two options. Either you evolve and you say, you know what? I'm going to prove you all wrong. I'm going to be the best person that I can be. And it's not even to be in competition with anyone, but for yourself. I'm going to evolve. I'm going to be the best person I can be. I'm going to reach higher levels. I'm going to eat healthier, live a better lifestyle, and have more information about who I am and who the world, what the world is, and the humanity. Knowledge is power. And I think because of our lack of knowledge has led us to where we are right now. All these distractions and all the horrible things are happening in the world should have never happened, but they're happening because if those things don't happen, you will never be aware that there's something wrong. You will never wake up, and you would never try to make a difference. So these things are constantly happening because everyone is looking at those situations as an outsider, as it's not affecting you. But really, look how everything that is happening in the States or in Africa has affected the whole world, or in London has affected the whole world, or in Italy, wherever you are in the world, everything that happens affects you directly. And it doesn't matter if you don't belong to that culture, it doesn't matter if you don't belong to that country or city or whatever, it does affect you. As a humanity, we are all connected, and this is so powerful. Because once we all understand this, then we can live literally on a planet that is vibrating on a higher dimension. And that means peace, that means equality, that means freedom, of speech, of being who you are, without feeling that you cannot be who you are because there's a system that is controlling you. Breaking the chains, breaking that system that has been built to destroy us. You have to understand that a lot of time when we complain about certain things that are happening, it's really our fault because we didn't stand up and we didn't open our mouth. We didn't do enough in order for those situations to end. Or maybe it wasn't, maybe some did, but it was just wasn't backed up. A lot of times we complain about certain things, but people don't want to put the face. They don't want to stand up and be like, you know what? Yes, because they feel shame, or they might feel people will laugh at them or will criticize them. There's always some type of fear. This is 2020. It's a brand new decade. There is no time for fear. Fear is just a simple illusion that is just there to almost protect you, but at the same time it's good to have fear because it's an emotion that needs to be there, because if you didn't have fear, you would just jump on, you know, from the eighth floor and just think, oh, I have no fear, I'm just gonna jump down. You know what I'm saying? It's just a stupid, it's small example, metaphor, but I'm just saying. But at the same time, you have to understand that fear is not always necessary. Fear is not always necessary. Like, why do we fear being ourselves? Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't need fear in that case. But it happens because we start thinking about all the negative stuff instead of all the positive stuff. Now, why this has happened, unfortunately, is how the system has raised us, literally, and dealt with us, that created that fear. Because so much fear has been implemented into us, especially watching TV and news, you know, even around us, so many things happen. And that installs fear. That's why it's so important to be spiritually balanced and have faith and pray. And when I talk about have faith and prayed, I'm not talking on a religious level, because I repeat, I'm not of any religion. I don't consider myself to be Christian, to be Muslim, I'm considering myself to be a spiritual being. I don't have labels attached. All I know is I am love. All I know is there is something bigger than me. There's a force. There's one force bigger than us that is elevating us, that is empowering us, that is loving us unconditionally, and that is, you know, preparing us for something bigger than what we know. So pray is simply meditate, quiet, and let the divine talk through your spirit. And that can only happen when you pray, when you are grateful, when you are thankful, when you pray for the world. We don't pray enough for the world. Think about it. We don't pray enough for the world. We pray mostly for ourselves. Oh God, can I have this? Oh God, can I have that? Oh God, can I have that? Can I have? Can I have? Can I have? You have everything. What else do you want? You have everything. Think about it. You have literally everything. You have life. Life is everything. Because in life, there is, in one day that you wake up and you're healthy, there is 1,000,000,000,000 infinite possibilities that anything can happen. Anything can happen. You have no idea of what can happen in the day just by you being alive. So by you waking up in the morning, you already have everything. Then you create everything else that you desire. It's like you have a magic wand. But things happen for you in life when you are aligned with the desire of the divine. What kind of life are you conducting? What type of individual are you? What do you know about yourself? What do you know about the world? How do you communicate with people in the world? What message are you sending? How are you living? How are you leading by example? These are things that we must take very seriously, because this is no time anymore to be like, oh yeah, there's somebody else is there that's gonna do that, or you know, thank God we have these other people to, you know, help us to heal and all of that. No, we all individually have to find ourselves. Because as much as I'm a life coach, I'm a speaker, a alchemist and whatever, and as much as other people like me, we cannot tell you and force you to live a life you are not ready for and you don't understand. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm not here to convince you or force you in believing in anything that you don't want to believe or do. I am just a messenger. I am just somebody that is here and is following her purpose. And my purpose is to spread knowledge, is to spread wisdom, positivity, love, and light, regardless of how I feel. It's not about me. It's about us. So what I'm saying is that we have to really start take our role on this earth seriously. It can, you know, sometimes we think about doing massive, people say, oh, but, you know, I don't have this much amount of money. If I had this amount of money, I would have done this, I would have done that. Because sometimes I think about that as well. But that's fine. I'm going to do those things when I'm going to be financially free. I already have the list of, I've prepared myself and I know eventually everything that I need to do. But in my small, as much small that it can be, I try to do something that can make a difference. So you have to do the same. Each one of us, we have to do something positive every single day for the world, not for us in general. And you will see how the world changes, how the world, because we are the one to uplift each other. We are the one that can empower each other. Even one person just here to give love and wisdom and positivity. That is really all we need. That is really all we need. I know it's hard to think of certain stuff, especially when you are so attached to the physical, to the material, to the earthly things. It can be very hard to understand and to have the vision of something bigger. So each one of us, we all have our own timing. So if you don't get it now, you will eventually get it. As I didn't get certain things before and some other people was getting it and the mind was trying to tell me, but I couldn't understand it. Until I had to, you know, work on myself and heal and all those kind of things. So, because obviously we all have our own timing, our own journey, and our own way to understand things. And we have to respect that. That's why I'm saying I don't look down on people that might not understand certain things on a spiritual level. But I try to explain to them and give them a different vision, a different way of thinking, a different options. Because I don't know everything. No one knows the truth. We know our own truth, but we don't know everything. All I can say is for what I've experienced and from the messages that, you know, it's downloaded to my soul, into my spirit, into my heart, which is positive and it's not negative. So if it's love and it comes from a positive place, then that's the truth. That's how I see it. When there's love behind it and there's peace, then that's the truth. Because love and peace and knowledge and light is truth. Living in your authentic self. I'm not trying to be somebody else's. I'm not trying to do something that it's not meant to be for me. Because that won't lead me nowhere. So it's so important that you start thinking of how, because that's the thing, we don't understand and believe that as individuals, we can change the world, we can uplift the world, and because we think we're so little, only one little me, and there's billions of people in the world. But you don't know what's going on the other side of the world. You don't know who else is, while you're praying, while you're meditating, you don't know who else is doing it. You don't know how many other people are doing it, right? So just do it. Just do it. And don't think that you don't matter, that your positive thoughts don't matter, won't make any change. Because it actually is. Each one of us, we are so powerful. And the reason why things are going the way they're going, or they have gone the way they've gone, because we don't realize how powerful we are. We don't understand the magic that we are here to bring into the world. We can really create magic just by changing the way we are, our own individual self. Just by becoming the best versions of ourselves, we can change the whole world. Because if you start doing it, the next person will start doing it, then the next person will start doing it. Because what happens is then you become a testimony. And you will lead by example. And through you, people will see how it's important to never give up, and that positivity and great things and freedom and healing can happen. But if you don't become that, then people will have no one to look up to. If you don't tell your story, if you don't work on yourself to heal or to heal certain areas of your life that aren't really bringing the best out of you, I really urge you to start thinking for the collective and not just for yourself. Because as I said, everything affects everyone directly. I'm not talking indirectly, directly. Directly. We are all connected. Remember that. So there is no more time to sit back and think that you're going to wait for something to change when you are the one that can lead that change. Sometimes I think, I mean, I always have hope for the humanity, for Earth. And I do believe that we are evolving and we are getting better in so many things, in understanding so many things. And I do feel like the new generation, as bad as, you know, they might portray to be, it's actually about to change. There's a lot of more people willing to fight for causes that before, there wasn't maybe so much passion of it. But why? Because there's distractions going on. So why did we had to get to this very low point for us to understand that we are the one responsible for this earth? We're not going to be here forever. Think of like you renting a house. It's not yours. You're there temporarily until you're able to buy your own place. But that doesn't mean because you're waiting on a new place, you have to not caring of where you live. Not cleaning up, not tidying up, not looking after your things. So what does it mean? That then when you're waiting for your new house to then do this, to do all these things, what if the new house never comes? You have to live in the now. You have to look around now and say, okay, how can I make this better today, right now, that I am alive, that I'm strong, that I'm healthy, that I feel powerful? What can I do today? And trust me, it can be a very small little thing. It can be a very small little thing. You have to evolve into be a selfless being. And this is what this new decade is about. Become selfless. Because it's selfishness of the man that causes distraction, that causes pain, that causes so many other horrible things. It's our selfishness. And it's the fact that we think that we can run the world. We cannot run the world. Clearly, we can't do that. We're not capable to do it. we're not able to do it because we don't have a deep understanding of who we truly are. And who's going to give you that deep understanding of yourself? You think that the president or whoever, you know, is ruling your country will come and tell you, listen, I'm going to help you to discover who you are so you can live a better. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. They're thinking for themselves. They're thinking for their pocket. They're thinking on the benefits. Selfishness. Empower. When these people that have been given a very privileged seat at the top, a privilege to change the world, a privilege to lead by example, a privilege to really make people understand and tell them who we truly are, the truth, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. They choose to dominate the world with the lower self, because we have a higher self and we have a lower self. You can call it the good, the bad, the evil, the good and the evil, whatever you want to call it. We all have these two traits in us, but we choose, each one of us chooses which one to work with. And with whichever you decide to, then obviously consequences will lead to that. So these people that are ruling the world, governing the world, they are choosing to operate with the lower self because they are thinking of become rich, destroy the world, stealing from other countries, making their own rules. They have their own plan. They have their own plan. But God's plan is, there's no other plan in this world but God's plan. That's the one with the stamp on it. That's the one that is going to happen. That's the one happening right now. So when you see things are happening in the world, really stop and think, how can I be involved in order to... It could be something small, like, you know, stand up for the next person that is being treated terribly, you know, and just don't be quiet anymore. When you see things that are happening, that aren't right, don't be quiet anymore. Don't just look down. And this happens so many... Do you know how many times I've been in situation where people was not helping other people? They just look down, or they're just pretending that, you know, that's, you know, whatever, it's not happening to me, I don't care. And you know, that breaks my heart, because I try to always put myself in somebody else's shoes and thinking, whoa, what if that was me? And that could be me tomorrow, that could be me today, that could be me any other day. I don't take for granted anything. Your life can go up as it can go down. It can go down as it can go up. So because I see myself in others and I see others in me, when I see something that is happening and it's not right, I stand up, I talk. I have a big mouth and I talk. Because that's right, that's the truth. And that is that, and I, because of the truth, a lot of time I have been penalized in my life. Because I have been looked down, because I was the one standing up and saying what everybody else wasn't saying, was thinking and complaining about. But you know what? That's okay. They tried to make me feel bad about it. They tried to make me feel like I was a bad person. But all along, what I realized is it was fine. It was fine with me because that was the truth. That was what I needed to do. And from one person, other people take courage, because they look at you and they're thinking, hold on, where did you find the courage to do that? Because no one can, like, I don't feel like I can do it. Where did you find the courage to do that? You can be, and you are, an inspiration to the world and the collective. You have the power to change the world. You have everything that it takes to make this world a better place, the planet a better place. And don't think for yourself, please. Think for the future generation that is coming. Think for everything else that is coming, your kids that are growing up, your nieces, your future kids. How do you want them to live in the world? What do you want to implement? And especially, what do you want to leave in this world? How are you contributing to the good? When you're leaving this world, what is the legacy you leave behind? Apart from the generational wealth of materialistic thing, I'm talking about the legacy. I'm talking about the words. I'm talking about the hearts that you've touched, the minds of people that think positive of you, of pray of you, of people that have changed their life because of the words that you said, the smile that you gave, the energy that you bring into the world, the positivity, the happiness, the joy. You have no idea how that can affect somebody else's day. You have no idea how you can make someone's day just because they might meet you, or because they might talk to you, or because they might hear you saying certain things. You don't know. It's just like music, art. When I feel some type of way, I listen to music because music is my medicine, and I feel great, and I'm grateful for music, and I'm grateful for the artists that create music. You know, it's a way of releasing something. Express yourself, right? And you can do the same. You can do exactly the same. I repeat, you don't have to do big things. It's the small things that count. It's the small things done with love, done with thoughts, done with just love. Being selfish, it's good in certain occasion, in the sense of you have to know when to be selfish for yourself in certain situation. But when it comes to elevate and evolve and be an inspiration for others, there's no such thing as selfishness. You can't be selfish. You can't be selfish. And each one of us have a purpose. Some people purpose are different from other people's purpose, etc. So you also have to understand that however you do things in your own way, in your own timing, in the way it's crafted for you, it's not for everyone. And we are the same, as in we are all equal in the eyes of the highest. But some of us may have developed something more than others. Let's just say that. Some individual have evolved more than what the world is at. Some people are on a higher steps, but not because they are better than anybody else's, because they have been putting the work that you might have not put in. That is just all. A lot of people think that physical work is what is going to be rewarded most. Actually, it's not. Physical work is it actually causes physical pain. Because you're just a machine that is going up and down, left and right, with no idea what the hell are you doing. You're just going and just doing whatever. But the spiritual work, that is a much, much, much deeper journey. That's why a lot of people don't want to take that journey. And that's why we aren't really on the same level, because a lot of people aren't willing to take that road, because they need to see, they need to touch in order to believe. They need to have proof. They're waiting for the government to say something to them and then, okay, now I'm ready, kind of thing. But it's not like that. Remember, you can only receive divine favor from the highest. There is no man on this earth that can give you divine favor. And if you know about divine favors, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Divine favors is like winning a lottery. Because we all have the love of the highest. but not everybody has favor. Favor is earned, and that is earned through a lot of spiritual sacrifices, to a lot of sacrifices that a lot of people have no idea. They have no idea. And it's not for other people to know. It's definitely for God to know. But I'm just saying, don't think because you see a spiritual individual, you think life is easier than your life because, you know, you're working, I don't know, 40 hours a week. And, you know, being a spiritual individual and a spiritual leader is a lot of work. It's just how they've taught us to live the life. That this is definitely not the life we're supposed to live. We're not supposed to live the life that we're living right now. Definitely, that's not it. That's not it. We are the only living individual that doesn't ever stop. The only time we stop is when we sleep. We're just rushing to go everywhere. Angry at each other, upset. There's always a hurry. I need to do this, or I have to wake up and, you know, do these other things, and, you know, and we never stop and take a breathe in actually, and collect the energy that comes from life. Even to look up, do you ever stop and look up at the sky? It could be at your workplace, it could be on the bus, it could be, you know, whatever. Do you ever stop and look at the sky? Look up. Look up. Everyone looks down on the phone, on the floor. I don't know what they're trying to find on the floor, but the secret is to look up. The answers, that's where the answers are, when you look up. So I want to urge you to do this little exercise. Every day, if you can, meditate for 5 minutes. And don't ask for anything for yourself. Don't ask for personal things, or don't ask for materialistic things. Just pray for peace, for healing, and for love to reign overall. Pray for direction. Pray for knowledge. Pray for light. Pray for the world as a collective. And when you pray, imagine yourself to hug the world. Imagine you give a hug to the earth. And you will see how things change. You will feel how things change. And you will get so... the surprises that you will get. Then you will tell me. But try to do that and stop and look up the sky. Or take a walk in the garden and look at the details of the flowers, of the plant. Even when you drink water, feel the water in your mouth. Really take in everything you do. Embrace it with love. And the fact that you are grateful for it. It's time to evolve, and it's time to really go back to who we truly are. There is no waiting time anymore. We have been called now to make those changes. Thank you so much for tuning in again today, guys. I hope I reach some of your heart, mind, soul, spirit. And again, you can tune in on Spotify or Apple Podcasts to listen to my segments every week. Live Coaching with Sheena. I'm also on Twitter, Live Sheena. And if you want to follow my Brown Women blog, blog Empowerment, it's on Instagram, and it's called Feminist with 2 M. If you want to collaborate with me, if you need a speaker and a host, that could be in UK or any other country, please feel free to send me an email at lifecoachingsheena@outlook.com. I repeat, lifecoachsheena@outlook.com. Thank you all so much again for tuning in. I wish you so much love, so much light, so much positivity, miracles, breakthrough, healings, everything that you desire. And I pray that you can evolve to become the best version that you can. And you can really see, you know, how the work that you've put in is paying off. And always remember to be grateful to the highest, because without it, we are absolutely nothing. Peace and love to all of you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.